So I wanted to explain what's nachas ruach. What does it mean you're giving Hashem a nachas ruach? What does it mean that you get nachas from your children? What is that? So nachas from your children is when nachas from your children is when they behave correctly, when they behave really well. Yeah, then you get nachas from your kids. So it's really in the word. What's the inyan of emotions? Yeah, your behavior is a expression of your emotions. If you have strong emotions, there will have to be some kind of expression through behavior. That's where behavior comes from. If we don't get to express our emotions, if we have strong emotions and there's no expression, yeah, then we'll feel suppressed, and they will come out some other way. It will feel very uncomfortable. The feeling of, like, how you can imagine a Coke bottle feels if you shake up a Coke bottle. And it's like, it goes rock hard, That's what it feels like when someone's got deep emotions and there's no expression of the emotions. So good behavior, when we get, that's what it's called nachas. Yeah, it really means it's a shortening of the word of the phrase nachas ruach. We get a nachas ruach. Ruach is emotions. Nachas means the relaxation of the emotions. So when our kids behave properly, we are, so to speak, the children are the payers, our payers. They are our expression. So when they behave correctly, in a sense, that's the relationship of us, of our emotions being expressed through their behavior. And that's called nachas, nachas ruach. And it's a feeling of, like, that's what it's a feeling of. It's a feeling of a hashlama, of a shlemus of the emotions, because they managed to express themselves correctly in good behavior. So how do we give Hashem a nachas? The nachas, well, what's the ruach of Hashem, the emotions of Hashem? That's sheishes mirei bereishis. That's chesed, gevurah, tiferes, netzach, hod, yesod. That's the six emotions Hashem used, the sheishes mirei bereishis, the sheishes mirei binyan. That was what caused Hashem to create creation, so to speak. That was how he made creation. But what's his expression in creation? His expression in creation is Torah and mitzvahs being performed by the Yidden. So his emotions are the 6 days of creation. Without us doing Torah and mitzvahs, he's like that bottle of Coke, all pent up, trying to express his emotions. So when we behave correctly, when we're doing Torah and mitzvahs, that's his expression, and that's nachas ruach, that his ruach has finally found a menucha. It finally has menucha. That's how we give nachas ruach to Hashem, because us doing Torah and mitzvahs is his behavior, his correct behavior, and that's nachas ruach, and that's the inyan of Yud Tes Kislev. Why? Because Yud Tes Kislev is the Chag HaGeula. Yeah, what's Geula? It means the day when the Rebbe came out of prison. What's prison? Prison's that bottle of Coke that's ready to explode. That's what it means being in prison, being confined, being bound down. Yeah? Asur Brahitim, Brahitim Moicha. Yeah, being bound down, being unable to express yourself. So being mishtachrer from prison, being freed, released from it. That's the word, released. Released from prison, it's like letting the cap off the Coke. That's the whole inyan of the Geula, and that's the Geula Shleima. Geula Shleima is when all of the Yidden are doing Torah and mitzvahs, and the whole world becomes aligned with Ratzon Hashem, and Hashem finally turns around and goes, Hashem. And there's not going to be any simcha greater than that, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so that's your Tes Kislev, Bezrat Hashem.
Beautiful.